From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live with guest host Samuel L. Jackson. And now, here's Samuel L. Jackson.
Welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm your guest host, Samuel L. Jackson. In case you didn't know, the L is for leave me the f*** alone. I have a special honor tonight. I am this show's very last guest host of the year. Jimmy spent all summer fishing, but it's time for him to come back. Right now, Disney SWAT team's pulling his ass out of a lake. Funny thing about Jimmy, though, for years he's been trying to weasel his way into my vacations with Magic Johnson. So much so that he even photoshopped himself into our vacation photos and showed them on this very program. For real. I mean, this is the behavior of a sick and sad individual. There's a guy on this show named Pat who wasted 8 hours of his life putting these together. Missed his daughter's high school graduation. Okay, so Jimmy begs me to take him on vacation, then he goes away for the whole summer, but does he invite me? No. Instead, he asked me to come cover his shift like we worked together at the Cheesecake Factory. But hey, I'm happy to be working at all. Everything is so strange right now. We started this year thinking the election was going to be the craziest thing to happen in 2020. Now, Batman has the damn coronavirus. The whole entertainment industry is upside down right now. Movies are being delayed. Theaters are mostly closed. But some people are still going to them. Tom Cruise went to a movie theater in London. But that's different because he does all his own stunts. Boom! But they wouldn't let me drive a cab and Die Hard with a Vengeance. You think they're letting that little bitch jump out of a plane? Hey, where's Guillermo?
I'm right here.
When's the last time you went to a movie theater and saw a movie? What'd you see?
I saw Sonic.
Sonic? Oh, the Hedgehog. Is that the one about that coked up little gopher running around, or was that Don Jr.?
No, that was the one who was running around the whole movie.
Ah, all right. I'm curious. You got a favorite movie of mine?
Of course, boss. Snakes on the Plane.
Oh, man. Awesome. Now, wasn't it nice when the scariest thing about going on a plane was a snake jumping out of the toilet? Simpler times. A lot has changed over the past 6 months. Back then, I was worried about figuring out what TikTok is. Now, I'm worried about a pandemic, an election, natural disasters, white supremacy, and still trying to figure out what the hell TikTok is. I'd like to get serious for a minute. Today, as I'm sure you know, is the 19th anniversary of a very somber moment in American history. The morning of September 11th, 2001, when Donald Trump went on TV and claimed he had the new tallest building in downtown Manhattan. It's also the 7th anniversary of the day he tweeted this. I would like to extend my best wishes to all, even the haters and losers on this special day, September 11th. You gotta hand it to him. He always knows the wrong thing to say. I mean, we found out he called U.S. soldiers losers and suckers. Then he intentionally played down the coronavirus, even though he knew how bad it was. Plus, he encouraged his supporters to vote twice, which is a felony, and said protesters are using soup cans as weapons. And that was just this past week. Who could still be voting for this guy after all the stuff that's gone down on his watch? Well, I guess this is who. This guy was at a Trump rally in Michigan just last night and had this very scientific reason for not wearing a mask.
Why are you guys not wearing masks?
I have one with me. It's my prerogative.
Yeah. But why not wear one to stay safe?
I have a hard time understanding people when they talk, so that's why I don't wear it.
But you can hear me right now?
I can hear you.
You can't hear people when you're wearing a mask? Are you shoving it in your ears? It's my prerogative? That may be the first time a Trump supporter has quoted Bobby Brown. It's my God, prerogative. Come on.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.